It was, good to win out there today. I'm really proud of our football team. I thought those guys did a good job. We did a lot of good things. Denver's a good football team. You know, they competed hard, and they certainly they fought right till the end. But, our guys just made a few more plays than theirs did. And, it was a good solid win for us. I think we still got to really work on playing 60 full minutes and doing everything right all the time. But, we did enough things today. So, that was good to come out of there with a win. It's a good football team. Yeah, it's a combination of, taking advantage of our scoring opportunities, getting the ball in the end zone. We came close there at the end of the half. We just weren't quite able to, to get that in there on second and third down. So, I think I can do a better job of that, just managing that situation. And then after the exchange of possessions to start third quarter, we had the touchdown there. So it was kind of a big swing there at the end of the half where we, had the points and, we exchanged those possessions in the third quarter, but, we had more possessions than they did. So, it was real good clock management there in the second quarter. Just, would have liked to have gotten a touchdown out of it. But move the ball, consistently. We ran the ball well, threw it well. We had some balance, picked up some third downs, and did pretty well in the red zone. But, it can always be better. Yeah, all the way backs, tight ends, receivers, they blocked well. But the offensive line did a good job. We played at a good tempo, played fast. And, I think their conditioning, their hard work all through practice, training camp and all that to go out there and be able to not only block them, but, play at a high tempo and play fast, do it with good conditioning and good technique and all that was good. We had a couple negative plays slowed us down in the first half, but we had a few in the whole game, really. It was a handful of negative plays that kind of slowed us down. But other than that, I thought our execution offensively was, pretty competitive.
Bill, can you talk about Stephen Ridley, overall play, running and ball security?
Every player is responsible for taking care of the ball, whoever has it. So quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, punters, returners, everybody. So, that's always number one. But, Stephen ran hard. I think all our backs did. Woody, Bolden, Vereen made a couple plays for us. So, I think all our backs ran hard and were productive. Confident in all of them.
Given your grasp of and respect for NFL history, when you see Brady and Manning on the same field, you've got to think, what runs through your mind? Not so much during the 60 minutes that's going on, but in the bigger picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's two great players, obviously. Two great players. They're both great. Nobody I'd rather have than Tom Brady, but, Manning's a great player. Trying to pick it up. It's too far for a field goal, and the ball's on the 30, whatever yard line. So, just trying to pick up the first down.
Why are you off the punts?
Because we didn't have very far to go. We would have gained, some yardage if we punted it, possibly, depending on how good the punt was. We'd have to protect it and all that. I thought we had a good chance to pick it up there. We just didn't do a good job on it. Yeah, Danny was great. We got good production from all our backs. But, Danny, that was the third and whatever it was, 15, 17, whatever it was, on the outside zone play, and that was a big play. But, Danny ran well. Has always been productive for us, just like he was last week on the scramble play against Buffalo. Steven, Brandon, we have confidence in all those guys. They've all been productive for us. I think that we tried to up-tempo it a little bit to keep Denver from substituting. And they were able to substitute in at times, but I think at other times they couldn't get them in. It looked like they had to hold them. And so it's just, when they weren't substituting, then we could have a little bit of better idea what they were going to do with the group that was in there. When they start subbing, it's hard to tell exactly what group they're getting to. Are they subbing one for one, or are they putting in a different personnel group and all that? So, when they keep the same guys out on the field, then we can have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do from that package. So, but, you know, they got in and out of some stuff, I mean, like we expected they would, but we felt like the tempo helped help us control the game a little bit. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Bill, what is it about Shane Green that has you favoring Jim on the goal line?
What are you talking about?
The touchdown run that he had earlier.
He was in the game?
I understand that, but is there something about him that you would prefer?
No. No. When we start subbing people, then they can start subbing them. So whoever's in there just stays in there. Like we feel like they're all productive. We feel like they can all do it.
Bill, you said there's no one you'd rather have for Tom Brady. You know, obviously, we have a lot of this where it's not Brady versus Brady, but that's what they love to do it. What can you say about Tom Brady after a game like this?
He did a great job. He did all the things he needed to do for us to win. Made great throws, managed the game, did a lot of good things in the running game, made key plays in critical situations. No, you don't. No, you never take it for granted. You work at it every week. It'll be just as hard next week out there in Seattle as it was today against Denver, as it was last week against Buffalo. It's hard every week. Every week we go against other good teams, good players, good coaches. It's hard every week. No, you never take it for granted. Are you kidding me? It's the National Football League. I don't know. We just try to go out there and move the ball and score points. That's what we try to do. So sometimes we run it. Sometimes we pass it. Sometimes we do a little both. Sometimes we do more of one than the other. But we try to go out there and move the ball and score points. So that's our offensive philosophy. Yeah, well, I mean, we work on that every single week, talk about it every day, about, you know, putting pressure on the ball, getting it out. You know, Rob kind of had the same play last week in the Buffalo game where he came from behind, knocked the ball out. They recovered it, but, you know, this time we got it. Vince made the play. And, you know, same thing on McGahee's run. You know, he's able to not only make the tackle, but, you know, we're always aware of the ball like they were when they strip one out on us. So, I mean, that's just good defensive football, just being alert. Yeah, right. On Thomas's play, right. Yeah, that was similar to the play that he had last week against Oakland, except I don't know if he got stripped in that game, but yeah. But, you know, again, it's, you know, when the defender is going in to make the tackle, if he sees that the ball is not being properly secured, then, you know, that a good player will recognize that and be alert to try to put pressure on it, try to, you know, punch it out or get pressure on the ball and knock it out. Yeah, but, I mean, they get the ball back after those scores, so you still got to go out there and stop them.
But if, you know, you eat up more time, if they're 5-6 minute plays, then that's, in theory, less time that he has to work with.
Right, but, I mean, the teams get the same number of possessions. I mean, every time we get the ball, they get the ball. Every time they get the ball, we get the ball, right? So, I mean, you got to go out there and stop them. So, you know, look, we've seen Peyton had one game. Who was it against? They had like 15 minutes of time of possession. Jacksonville or somebody, I don't know. You know, a couple of years ago, they had 15 minutes of time of possession and still won. So you got to stop them. I mean, it's great to have the ball in offense. It's great to have a long drive. But you still got to go out there and play defense.
How close is your running game to where it was?
Oh, I don't know. It's a whole – I think we're looking at all different. I'd say it's a lot different. Scheme, multiple players. I mean, there's no Corey Dillon. It's a different style, different running plays, different style of runners. I'm sorry.
Do you think you have a fun closing out game?
Well, you know, we're 3-2, so. Look, there's a lot of things we can do better, no question. A lot of things we can do better. Keep working on those, try to do a better job of them. It looked like he was in on a few plays. We'll take a closer look at it on film. And I think there's a couple other things that, you know, weren't so hot. But he did show up, make a couple plays. So, I mean, that was good. You know, again, we got contributions from a lot of guys on defense. You know, Razai and Sterling, Alfonso, of course, Devin, Kyle. So, both safeties. So, we had a lot of guys contribute. But it was good to see Alfonso out there. You know, it was good to see him.
Final question,
Okay, great. Thank you.